Even though we had talked about it, I knew this day was coming. Just because it wasn't a surprise, it didn't mean it wasn't going to be difficult. We were on day 19. 19 days since I locked him up. 19 days since I placed that cage on his cock. On my cock and claimed it. We'd never gone this long or been this intense. But we had both agreed it wouldn't be real until he truly wanted it off. Not a game, not a fantasy, but the reality. It would truly be the day our dreams would become real. For both of us, that would be the day his chastity really started. That would be day one. Neither of us knew what to expect. The emotions, the intensity, what it would do to our relationship. But I promised him one thing. I wouldn't release him no matter how bad it got. He needed to feel this. But I finally was able to admit to myself, I needed to feel it too. It is a difficult admission to make, that you want to see the person you love, the person that you love more than anything in this world, suffer. Suffer. God. Even that word, it scares me. It excites me. It makes me wet just to say it. His chastity started off fun for us, like it always does. The first few days are always a bit crazy. Getting used to the cage, having it wake him up in the middle of the night, or dealing with those morning erections. I love them. I want them to last forever. Watching him strain in his cage. Him trying to think of something, anything to make it stop. And me teasing him. Playing with him. Trying to do everything I can to make it continue. It is like a game. So much fun. I love being a tease and, well, he loves being teased. That is usually how it goes for a week or so. Finally, I let him out and we have amazing sex. That is how it usually goes. But these last few months, I haven't been so quick to give in. Pushing it. A few extra days, and then a week, and then, well, the conversation. What if we kept going? I asked him. He wanted to know how long, and that is when I just told him, until it isn't fun for you anymore. I caught a noticeable shiver when I said that. He lowered his eyes and inhaled. I've been thinking the same thing, he told me. We talked all night, sharing our fantasies about it. How we both wanted to try something more, something deeper, something darker. We knew it would take us to some new place, but neither of us knew where. This time, when I clicked the lock shut, it was different. We still played around at the beginning, but after about 2 weeks, something started to happen. At first, he adjusted. He was growing more accustomed to it. I thought maybe he could go indefinitely. He seemed calm. He was more attentive. I kept teasing him, but not in the same way exactly. He was growing more closed off and more distant. It scared me a bit. I would catch him from time to time pulling at his cage, trying to adjust it, squirming a bit. But something felt not quite right. The next morning, we were in the kitchen and he was making a bowl of cereal. When he poured the milk, it splashed out of the bowl and onto the counter. I barely noticed it until he started yelling, screaming, at the milk, at the bowl, at himself, and then at me. His face was red and he was shaking. I stepped back. I had never seen him like that before. It didn't last more than 30 seconds, and then he looked at me, eyes wide, and burst into tears. He ran to me and hugged me. I hugged him back, I drew him close, and I could feel his tears soaking into my shirt. He was sobbing. We sat on the couch together, and I held him in my arms as we talked. He told me how frustrated he was, and how desperate. I could tell he was embarrassed. He wanted to be strong for me, but he couldn't. He was breaking, curled up in my arms, sobbing. And my pussy was soaking. I could feel it. The more he told me about his suffering, the more aroused it was making me. And then, I don't know what came over me. I held him close and whispered in his ear, "It isn't coming off, baby." I knew that was going to hurt him. I wanted it to hurt. He cried harder, not saying a word. I didn't tell him I was sorry, because I wasn't. I didn't tell him it was all going to be okay, because I didn't honestly know if it would be. I just knew that I was feeling something I had never felt before. Powerful, strong, intense, forbidden. I needed to tell him, remind him, no more games. No more fantasies. It's not coming off. We sat silently for a bit. When his sobbing stopped, I felt an irresistible urge to rub it in. I looked into his eyes and asked, "Who owns that cock?" He closed his eyes and swallowed before admitting, in a tone barely above a whisper, "You do." I almost came at his words. That night, I masturbated thinking about them, about his tears, about his frustration. When I came, it felt like the earth moved. And when he came to bed, I told him about it. "I just masturbated thinking about you suffering for me," I told him coldly. He just nodded and lowered his head before climbing into bed next to me. Almost as if he has been expecting to hear me say it. He asked me to hold him again, and I did. We fell asleep in each other's arms. I could feel his metal cage pressed against me. When the morning came, I woke up to the sound of him groaning. His morning erections were back, worse than before. When I reached over and wrapped my hand around his cage, he looked at me with such sad eyes. "Please," he begged. "Don't." But I did. Maybe even longer than usual this time. Because he wasn't trying to avoid it anymore. He wasn't trying to think of anything else. He was watching me, seeing me enjoy myself. My giggles, my laughter. He wasn't squirming or pulling away. It was like he was resigned to it. Like he had accepted his fate, his place. Calm, quiet, placid. It was day 19, and he had finally let go, surrendered, until I leaned over and whispered in his ear, "It's still not coming off, not for a long, long time." His demeanor broke. He started pulling on the cage, begging me. He told me he couldn't take it anymore. He couldn't do it. He was losing it. This had all been a mistake, and he didn't want this anymore. He cried and begged, and I held him close. I hushed him. I held him. And I told him, "It's still not coming off." Each time I did, he dropped deeper and deeper. I could feel his suffering growing each time I spoke the words. Each time I did, I felt myself getting wetter and wetter. And as he cried in my arms, I let my hands slide down between my legs. I drank in each moan, each whimper, each desperate plea, and slowly ran my fingertip over my clit, teasing myself to his suffering. His sounds all became a blur as orgasm after orgasm washed over me. I was crying now too. Not out of suffering, but because something deep inside me had been released. I thought about keeping him this way forever, and I couldn't stop coming. When I did, I pulled him close to me and kissed him. He wanted out. He really wanted out. He needed it. Maybe more than anything in his life. "Do you know what day it is?" I asked him. His voice cracked as he answered. "Day 19? I shook my head, smiling. "No, baby. Today is day 1. He looked at me, desperate, but with an adoration in his eyes I had never seen or felt before, and nodded, tears still running down his cheeks. "I love you," is all he said as he curled back into my arms.